This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor's in the house. The doctor is in the house. All right, we are back. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DALI. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, you know, clinic full of patients, all upset that I'm late, right? Music comes in. Doctor's in the house. Everyone starts dancing. See, that never really happened in my clinic because I was always there before patients came. I never, you know, would like come late going, okay, have all the rooms loaded. I would always be there before people would come. That's just kind of my work ethic. I don't, you know, talk about medicine and how to successfully do it these days because I've been very honest about this. I really don't know anymore. You know, a bunch of students are graduating this next week. I get to hug a lot of them, and I'm really close with, you know, a lot of the students in this, in my city that I live in, Las Vegas. And, you know, I want to give them advice. And when it comes to healthcare and what to do and, you know, how to be successful in medicine, I'm kind of at a loss for words. It's a very, very different time. You know, patients are calling me up because I do telemedicine now, telling me their situation. They even have regular doctors. They can't get in for months. You know, I still kind of wonder about that. Are some of you guys lying to me? When you call in and go, you know, look, I can't get in with my doctor for months. Are you saying that to snow me? You know, just so you get the prescription? Because I'm like, oh, gosh, well, they'll die in 2-3 months. So that's not my responsibility. It's your doctor's responsibility. But, you know, but I feel bad. And I'm like, all right, oh, yeah, here's the medicine. So I wonder if, you know, some people are snowing me, but I don't know. I really feel like we are kind of at a crossroads now on a crappy healthcare system, crappy healthcare, a unsustainable system, and going down a path that'll either be worse or better. And I really see us steering towards a worse path. You see, we're starting to get desperate. You guys notice that? There's a lot of desperation. I know. I feel it, too. When I have a high deductible, and I'm like, I can't stand this anymore. I'll take whatever. Once you get desperate, you start to make decisions that you probably wouldn't have made. You know, one thing we haven't really talked about is, you got people who are Republican, you got people who are Democrat or liberal or conservative, but when it comes time to them feeling it, right, a good majority is not going to stick to the party. And the reason why I predicted that we would go socialized, even though I want to fight it with every fiber in my being, but the reason why we're going to go there is because we are kind of at a state right now where we're desperate and we're scared. You know, we're all getting older. And we hear of these health issues and these health scares and, you know, some of us have been sick and so we know how bad things get when we're sick. And we want to know that our health care is not a variable. That our health care is going to be a very constant, predictable, consistent entity that we could go to if we need it. And it was like that years ago. I'm like, well, I know what to do. I know where my doctor is. I know what doctor. I know how much it's going to cost. We don't. The one industry that is a complete muddy, gray fog is our health. Our healthcare industry. It's nothing that we can foresee. It's nothing we could predict. It's nothing we could count on. But that's the one thing we need. Yeah, we need money. We need, but, you know, hopefully Social Security will take care of us. And, you know, everyone's like, well, you know, Medicare will take care of us. No. Medicare's not going to take care of us. Remember, Medicare technically is going to be out of funds in the next 7 to 9 years. And what are they doing to fix that? Oh, we'll do Medicare for all. And the funny thing is I think there's a lot of conservatives out there that are like, you want to know what? I'll take it. I'm sick of paying what I'm paying. I have to live. Insurance stinks. I can't get in with my doctor. I hate every time I switch jobs, I lose my insurance. I'll take it. Fine. Medicare for all, I'll take it. You also have a growing number of people going, you know what? This is what I'm due. I spent years, decades working, paying taxes. Fine. The government wants to give me Medicare at the age of 55, I'll take it. So the one thing I'm kind of concerned about is a lot of people may be at their wit's end and go, you know what, fine by me. Bernie Sanders, good, that's good. Joe Biden, whatever healthcare system you want, I'm good with. I'll take it. And so were we put in this position on purpose? I've always suspected that the ACA was written as a smack in the butt for not going with the public option suggestion that came in 2009. We didn't want the public option. They go, fine, you want private industry? You got private industry. But it's not technically private industry. You can't say, look, this is, you know, supply and demand. I'm only going to pay this. You know, you're going to have to lower your price. You don't have that with healthcare systems. So it's technically not private industry. But because we didn't go for public option, we got the ACA. The ACA has destroyed the relationship that we have with insurance companies, destroyed how we can now bring prices down. It's destroyed the predictability of knowing that you would be able to have affordable health care or access. And so now we're desperate. And we are willing, a lot of us, to take whatever they offer, as long as it's better than this. And that is perilous, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this email was interesting. I got this yesterday. It's from Gunner. I don't know if that's his real name or if he calls himself Gunner, but it's from Gunner, Dr. D. He goes, I'm from Iowa. And am as middle class as it gets, he writes. I want to be rich, however. Not stinking rich, but rich. I believe if you set your mind to it, you can. I've been studying rich people, he writes. Not Trump rich, but those who were like me who turned it around. And I can't get past one thing. He puts in quotes, luck. I don't believe in luck. Do you? He goes, I know you have great advice. Hit me with it. How do I become rich? Okay, right. Well... Okay, if I knew how to become rich, you know, I'd still do radio. I'd still do radio. But I find this interesting. You know, we talk about, not we on the show, but in general, money can't buy happiness. If you have money, I think trip to Hawaii makes you happy. You know, having a Lamborghini, that would put a smile on my face. Money doesn't buy happiness. Bull crap. Yeah, it does. Lord have mercy. I could get some cosmetic surgery and have my boobs above the waist. I tell you, man, I'd look good. Yes, I think money does buy happiness, absolutely. But, joking aside, if I think back to my life, some of my happiest times were during my poorest times. You know, when you're in love, you have good friends, you guys all hanging out, camping by a fire, drinking some beer, making jokes, enjoying the wilderness, you know, money's not at play there. And so you can be happy, not wealthy. That being said, we need money. I think we all want money, and it's okay. Don't feel guilty wanting to become rich. Don't feel guilty about that at all. I mean, in the Bible, as long as you're still giving to charity, as long as you're still being a good person, as long as you are making your money not, you know, at the despair of others. Now, some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're a doctor. So explain that one. Well, all right, I'm not making my money at the expense of others or at the despair of others. All right, I'm a doctor. Okay, if I make money, I'm making money because I'm spending time, because I'm teaching, because I'm trying to fix. Maybe I am fixing. Maybe I'm not fixing. Maybe I'm just listening. But my money is being made not because, you know, you have to die for me to make money. You could be healthy and I could still make money. You could need, you know, to be schooled on STDs. You could be having a baby. So I was worried about that. Trust me. I was in medical school going, oh, wait a second. I don't want to make money because somebody has cancer. I don't want to benefit from somebody having cancer. But the way you start to, you know, approach, when you approach medicine and approach your patients, you're like, look, you're there to help. And you're there to make that person's life easier, even if you can't fix their cancer. So that is worth, you know, a salary. It is. You know, you do deserve to get paid for your time. You do, you know. So, that, you know, they'll get that out of your heads that, you know, doctors benefit and nurses benefit and medical professionals benefit, you know, because you guys are, you know, in a pinch. Now, that being said, Gunner wants to know how to become rich. And this thing with luck. So, I don't consider myself rich at all. I consider myself upper middle class. I consider myself very lucky. But I came from poor roots. So what happened with me, and I have no problem being honest about this, is I'm in medical school. My husband's a chiropractic school. So I'm averaging maybe $1.60 an hour in residency. He's making hardly anything out of chiropractic school. And we have major, major loans. Major loans. But we had an opportunity to pay rent. And rent was going to be about $600 a month, maybe. Or trying to find a very, very small house with a very similar mortgage. And there was a house, you know, that had been lived in. People wanted to leave, and we got a great deal on a very small house. And it was a stretch. We were like, well, you know, rather than just putting money to rent, we're going to put it into a house. This was in the 90s. This was 96, 97, maybe. And in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, we didn't know, but Las Vegas was just about to boom. And so, yeah, we got lucky. Because then the houses went up. And when we found out that our house was going to go up in a few years, we sold it. Now we had some equity, some extra money that we could put into a little larger home. Moved into that home. Now we're in the year 2000, 2001, 2000, or now we're 2001, 2002. Houses are going up in Vegas. So we were able to then move into a new house. And now some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you were a doctor at the time. No. But here's the thing. I wasn't really making that much money. One is I opened up a practice in the year 2000, so I had buku expenses. I had loans up the yin-yang, not only student loans, but loans for the office. I had a baby, now a second one on the way. My loans, hubby's loans, family needed money. So no, it's not like we were bringing in the bucks. Job wasn't technically steady. I was moonlighting at an urgent care, which helped. That helped definitely bring some money in. But when you first open up your practice, no, because insurances have to pay you. So you're basically seeing people for free until insurance pays you. But I have to credit the housing market going up. Then our house went up again. We sold that, took that equity, and got a bigger house. Sold that. So in terms of luck, yeah, there was that little bit of luck that enabled us to kind of do that shift. So what do you do in the meantime while you're waiting for luck or a market to go up? Because the market will go down. It will. There is going to be a crash. There's going to be a housing market crash, a commercial real estate crash. You know, things are changing with people not wanting to buy homes, people not wanting to go into brick-and-mortar stores, wanting to buy online. So you need to really do your homework, and you need to study. You also need to save. We always talk about saving money, but we really don't save like we should. You really need to be squirreling money away from every single paycheck. And then you need to look at your current expenses and see what you could cut. If you don't need a fancy car payment, cut that down. If you don't need a four-bedroom house, and you could do fine with a smaller three-bedroom house, do that. If you don't need a pool, a house with a pool, get a house without one. Maybe rent. Rather than paying a $1,500 mortgage, maybe, you know, rent an apartment for $700. That money you're saving might be worth more than the equity you're building in that house, if you're in a housing market that may not be growing. You know, not upstate, but kind of midstate New York, I think a huge engineering firm, I don't know if it was Howard Hughes or one engineering firm left, and the houses went down. It's really unpredictable. I think real estate is a great investment, but we haven't been that lucky with real estate because we got hit really hard during the recession. We tried to buy some land, build cabins on in Duck Creek, and then, you know, the interest, land and everything went down in the recession. So if you could ride it out, great. If you can't, you're in trouble. So you need to, one, be spending as little money as possible. You still want to enjoy it yourself, still have a break, still have a vacation. But if you really don't need, you know, the tippity-top data plan or cable plan or, you know, phone service or, I don't know, you know, if you could eat in, eat in. Look at ways that you're wasting money and stop doing that. You don't have to go to Outback four nights a week. It's a lot of money. I like Outback, but maybe once a month. And then with the money you save, invest it. 401ks are great. College plans are really good because, boy, kids' college, that really always kind of depletes your stores. Pre-funeral planning, because a funeral always empties out your bank account, did with us. We had two in 1 year. We went bankrupt trying to bury two family members. So things, ways where you could put money aside, do. If you have a high-interest loan, pay that off first. Don't be spending money on lottery tickets and things like that. Don't be wasting money if you don't need to. And then if you're in a career where you're not going to advance, start expanding your career options. Maybe get some extra training. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of its co-founders saying today that Facebook should be closed by the government. In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. The latest from Speaker Nancy Pelosi is that the House will proceed cautiously on the possible impeachment of President Trump, saying on Capitol Hill this morning, impeachment is one of the most divisive things you can do. Earlier this week, she'd suggested that Trump is trying to goad Democrats to impeach him because he knows it's so deeply divisive. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel for working the dials. All right, so Parkinson's. We're a little freaked out over Parkinson's because millions of people get it. One of the most common neurological disorders as we age. 10 million people worldwide have Parkinson's. And they think that if any of us had our appendixes removed, we're at threefold greater risk. That's not good. I still have my appendix, but I gotta tell you, man, one day I cannot wait to get rid of it. I don't know. I just think it's like the source of all evil in my body. I have a lot of bowel issues. A lot of bloating, a lot of scar tissue up in there. And on one of my surgeries years ago when I had an ovarian tumor, that was benign, but I had a tumor on the ovary, they said, gosh, it looks like she's got chronic appendicitis because she's got a lot of cobwebs in here. And then you guys would think of, well, you know, cobwebs. She probably, you know, hasn't had a very robust sex life. I haven't, but that's not why there's cobwebs in there. It's just some scar tissue. So I think my appendix probably keeps inflaming, so I can't wait to get it out. The problem is now I might be then, or then I would be at higher risk for Parkinson's, they believe. So the study came out of Case Western Reserve University and University Hospital's Cleveland Medical Center. And they looked at 62 million patient charts over like 26 different institutions. And they found that those who had their appendix removed ended up having a higher risk of getting Parkinson's. Now, 300,000 Americans get their appendixes removed each year. Now, there's been a lot of debate on whether we should just treat with antibiotics or remove them. I'm still of the mind of removing it, but I do not think it's a useless organ. We've talked about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I think the appendix is not just a vestige. I think the appendix has a very vital role. But going back to the study, when they looked at 62.2 million Americans, they found that of those 62.2 million Americans, 488,000 had, in the past, had surgery to remove their appendixes. Of those 62 million healthy Americans, who then 488,000 had appendix appendectomies, 4,400 were later diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. But it is, even though it seems a small number, it is statistically significant. When they looked at the 61.7 million who still had their appendixes, less appeared to get Parkinson's. So scientists don't exactly know why the appendix per se is so important, but the second-year internal medicine resident, Dr. Mohammed Sharif, said recent research into the cause of Parkinson's has centered around alpha-synuclein. Now, alpha-synuclein is a protein found in the GI tract, and they've also found it in the brains of people with Parkinson's. After a patient's death, if they do an autopsy of the brain, they might see clumps of alpha-synuclein, called Lewy bodies. So they say this is why scientists around the world have been looking at the GI tract, including the appendix, for evidence about the development of Parkinson's. Now, Daily Mail is reporting back in 2003, a German team of scientists suggested that Parkinson's might begin in the gut and not the brain, because they found similar protein clumps in the digestive tracts of diseased Parkinson patients. They say Ivan Pavlov, at the turn of the 20th century, thought there was a gut-brain connection, even though Parkinson's wasn't discovered until later. So they have this hunch that these little Lewy bodies, these little clumps of alpha-synuclein, these little Lewy bodies, might travel from the gut to the brain among a vagus nerve. It's like the nervous system's interstate between distant parts of the body, they say. And so if you could stop these Lewy bodies from getting on the highway, they may not go to the brain. So some people go, well, wait a second, maybe we shouldn't have our appendix removed. Well, here's the problem. If your appendix is inflamed, if you have issues with your appendix, you have to, no doubt, get it taken out. But I just don't think it's a useless organ. What I learned in medical school is that the appendix, since it's hollow and it's tubular, well, totally tubular, it can house zillions upon zillions of bacteria. And so when your colon, like let's say you have diarrhea and you flush out a lot of the bacteria, your appendix is your little purse and it has the extra bacteria and it'll squirt it out. Now, people who don't have an appendix, they still recolonize. So, they don't go completely sterile, but, they still are able to recolonize with similar bacteria. But I've been wondering about those who have their appendix removed, what ends up happening to them later? Now, in science, we really haven't seen much. My father had a heart attack. I don't think that had anything to do with his appendix being removed. He never really had a lot of bowel issues, so we don't worry about that. Colon cancer runs in the family, but again, not really related to the appendix. So for a lot of us in science, we're like, well, I guess it has nothing to do with nothing. Uh-uh. So basically, it averages about 10 centimeters, 1 centimeter in diameter. We're not swollen. It's a hollow tube. And if an organ does become useless in nature, it becomes selected out. Nature selects it out. That's why humans don't have tails. You know, there's 500 animal species that have appendixes. So if an appendix was a useless organ, why would so many have it? So back in 2007, a team of immunologists thought that the appendix reboots the gut when it becomes low in its microbiota. And then, a few years ago, scientists at Midwestern University Arizona College of Osteopathic Medicine again confirmed that the tube had a purpose. They thought it was a reservoir for good bacteria, but also played a role in our immune system because it has a lot of lymphoid tissue. So, if it gets inflamed, if it's about to burst, it needs to go. But as we're starting to look at, well, does everybody need the surgery? Maybe we could try an antibiotic and see what happens and watch and wait. I'm interested in those studies. I mean, I'm a little nervous because I've seen appendixes rupture, and I'm scared about that. But you don't necessarily have to do surgery on diverticulitis. And diverticulitis is where you have a little pocket in the colon that gets inflamed, it gets infected. It could burst also. The issue with diverticulitis, we treat with antibiotics. So a lot of people are like, well, why don't we treat appendicitis with antibiotics? Well, remember, the appendix is this hollow tube. It's not just a pocket. So if you get an infection in there, it could really wall off. And it could fester, and it has a nice environment, a nice rich environment to fester and blow. That's why we see more, or we used to see more appendix ruptures than diverticulitis ruptures. But we still kind of, you know, might not be really missing the boat just treating it very conservatively. So now Parkinson's. Okay, Parkinson's scares the hell out of everybody. Parkinson's is a pretty common, they say 60,000 new cases in the U.S. are diagnosed every year. So it affects several areas of the brain, these Lewy bodies, the substantia nigra, could alter balance and movement because it prevents the dopamine-producing cells. And James Parkinson is the one who first described it in 1817. He called it a shaking palsy because they have this pill-rolling tremor. It looks like they're rolling a pill in their hand, just one hand, while at rest. Actually, I met a great-great nephew of Parkinson a few weeks ago in Minneapolis. But the symptoms are you start to get more stiff and rigid, poor balance. You get this tremor, slow movement, inability to move. You start to have these shuffling steps because you're worried you're going to fall. But later, these people, because they don't have the dopamine release like they need, they start getting depressed, anxiety, memory loss, constipation. Some of them may have trouble smelling, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures from falling, hallucinations, delusions, dementia. And so it is genetic, but it can affect anybody. We don't see it as much in smokers, though, which is interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR-LY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the Colorado shooting, the Colorado high school shooting, left one dead, Kendra Castillo, as well as others in the ICU, multiple injured. And there was a vigil yesterday to honor Kendra Castillo, who actually was going to graduate this year, was going to go into the Marines, and actually threw himself at the shooter to try to stop him from shooting his classmates. And he was unfortunately shot and killed in the process. This kid, an absolute hero. And so the school threw a, did a vigil for support of him. And, speakers of the school packed the gymnasium. But unfortunately, a lot of politicians and advocates came in to, I guess, promote a political agenda for more restrictive gun laws. Now, these are kids that just got shot at. They don't want to hear a bunch of politicians wanting you to support their campaign. They want somebody to protect them now. These kids are scared. Apparently, half hour into it, students left. They said this is not for us, quote, political stunt, and quote, we are people, not a statement. So, here's a vigil that's supposed to be here to honor somebody. And what they should have done is promise those kids that there was going to be armed guards and people protecting them at all times while they're on campus. Even if it takes somebody standing outside their classroom. But no, that's not what they did. Instead, politicians are like, yeah, we need stricter gun laws in Colorado. And in the nation. All right, Colorado has strict gun laws. That's not it. These kids still got shot at, killed. Now maybe some are for stricter gun laws. Maybe some are for doing away with the Second Amendment. Maybe some are not. But what you tell a child or a school that just went through something traumatizing is you are going to do something concrete and protective and make them feel safe today. This idea that, oh, well, you see, this is why we need stricter gun laws. You see somebody got shot. This is why you need to vote, Democrat. That's not going to help them. Not that that's what was said, but still. Apparently these kids were ticked where they walked out. Even if they were Democrat, that's not what they need to hear right now. They need to hear that they are going to be going to school today or tomorrow with somebody having their back. They don't care what Congress does because they see it doesn't matter. I think Colorado has a lot of, gun-free zones and stricter gun laws than other states. It doesn't matter. They keep being the victims of shootings over there. So outside, they say the traumatized shooting survivors thrust lit cell phones into the air and chanted mental health, as their hands and voices shook in the cold rain. I guess it's still cold out there. Angry students pushed and screamed at journalists, demanding to see the photos that they had taken. Good for them. These kids don't want pictures taken of themselves and plastered all over the place. Good for them. Interview request by USA Today, by a USA Today reporter was rebuffed. Multiple students said that they had agreed not to talk to journalists. Many students appeared unaware the event was organized by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Senator Michael Bennet and Representative Jason Crow, both Democrats, both spoke at length about the need for federal action. The Brady Campaign invited reporters to cover the event. So, one student, or a Utah woman, students got a lot of support on social media, and a Utah woman said, these politicians remind me of ambulance chasers, ready to pounce on the next big shooting with their gun control agenda. A Colorado woman posted, love this so much, I'm so proud of these students, after some rough political months here in Colorado, this is a welcome sight and hope for our future. So the Brady campaign did issue an apology afterwards and said all efforts should be focused on supporting the STEM students, families, and faculty members. Yeah, they messed up. They say, we are deeply sorry any part of this vigil did not provide the support, caring, and sense of community we sought to foster and facilitate, and which we know is so crucial to communities who suffer the trauma of gun violence. Now, some STEM students and family members held a private vigil earlier in the day. They said the public and journalists were kept out to permit anguished students and their parents a chance to grieve together from away from the media spotlight in which they have unwillingly been thrust. Good for them. If they want to grieve in private, if they don't want to have journalists all up in their colon, they have every right to do that. So Castillo, the 18-year-old who they wanted to honor with this, was killed, 8 students wounded on Tuesday, because 2 teens opened fire in the classrooms at a K-12 school that was specializing in science and math, STEM. Castillo was 3 days away from completing high school. And he charged them. He charged one of the shooters, trying to save the others. Now, Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed, quote, red flag legislation last month, providing judges with the power to temporarily remove firearms from people believed to be at high risk of harming themselves or others. So, you know, kids, we, you know, say youth is wasted on the young and, you know, innocence is blind and, these kids are pretty smart. These kids grew up pretty quickly on Tuesday. If any of them did not have the maturity that we would hope they would have as an adult, unfortunately, they got one hell of a life lesson, and it's so tragic they had to. No child should be in a, you know, have to endure a shooting and have their life at risk when they don't even want to be at school to begin with. We parents, we as society, we force them to leave their house to go to school. My kids don't want to go to school. They'd love to stay home. And I'm like, go to school. Get out of the house. Go to school. We yell at them to go to school. And these are kids that were yelled at to go to school that day. And their lives were in jeopardy. Just like, you know, with Sandy Hook. Just like with Stoneman Douglas. So, these children learn to realize that they don't have a lot of choice. They don't have a lot of options. And then somebody's shooting at them, and they don't have a weapon. They have nothing. Maybe they have a backpack with Kevlar, but that only protects against maybe handguns, not, you know, AR-15s. And luckily, this wasn't an AR-15. But, you know, these kids, they feel like they're in a war zone. Now, hopefully, the shooting never happens again there. But they just learned that one of their colleagues, one of their co-students, could have their life taken away in a split second. They learn that their life could be gone in a split second. And their life, they realize their life could be gone in a split second because of some stupid. Somebody just wanting to kill people. They also learn that people aren't good. That there's some real evil people out there. Or mentally deranged. And I bet these kids are just, a lot of their foundations are shaken. They might have read about school shootings, heard about it. But now it happened to them. And what do you need to do from a psychological standpoint? You need to make them feel safe. And you can't just do that by words. You can't just say, oh, it's okay, mama's here. Well, yeah, maybe mama's here temporarily, hugging you, holding you, keeping you away from school. Okay, that's one thing. But they know they got to go to school. They know they got to go to a shopping center one day. They know they have to go to college or they have to go to a job. How do they know they're going to be safe? Well, we're going to get rid of every single gun in the world. No, 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 they're smarter than that. They want to be made safe today. Arm these schools now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.